Here, Rav Schlesinger began with a pasuk in Tehillim, which is a famous pasuk concerning David HaMelech speaking about going up to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says in Shir HaMalos, Shifte Ka, Edus LiYisrael, Lahoydus L'Shem Hashem. He speaks over there that Samachti Ba'imrili Beis Hashem Nelech, I rejoice when they tell me that we're going up to the Beis Hashem. And coming to Yerushalayim were the Shiftei Ka. These are the Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim of Ka, refers the Yud and the Hey, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said there's a remez in this pasuk for Tu Bishvat, which we just had last Thursday, that Shiftei is Shevet, a tribe, but it's also the letters of Shvat. And Yud and a Hey is Tezvav, 2, Tezvav is 9 and 6 is 15, and Yud and Hey is 10 and 5 is 15. So this is a remez for Tu Bishvat, Shiftei Ka, and what's the purpose of Tu Bishvat? That's what it says at the end of the Pasuk, Lahoydois L'Shem Hashem. This is going to be the theme of the Shir, that when you say the brachas on the fruit that you eat, on the minig is to eat the fruits, new fruits, fruits of the Shivas Haminim, the seven special fruits that are grown in Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of it is Lahoydos L'Shem Hashem, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're giving the Shir after Tu Bishvat, and Rav Schlesinger gave the Shir Thursday night, so it was also after Tu Bishvat. So he said, maybe someone will think, what's the purpose of giving the Shir after Tu Bishvat? We already ate the fruit. The answer is, the lesson of Tu Bishvat, which we're going to discuss in this Shir, we have to take with us a whole year round. The fruit is finished last Thursday, Tu Bishvat. But the lesson of Tu Bishvat, we're supposed to carry with us throughout the year. And that's what we're going to discover, what the lesson is. And this year, there's a special lesson in Tu Bishvat, because normally Tu Bishvat comes out either on or near Shabbos Parshas Bishalach, the Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe. This year, it's a very unusual calendar where it came out right before Parshas Yisroi. And Parshas Yisroi is the Parsha of Kabbalah HaTorah. So we have to see what is the connection between Tu Bishvat and Kabbalah HaTorah. That's going to be another thing that we're going to discuss in this year. A very interesting thing concerning Tu Bishvat and saying brachos is in Sefer Devarim, it tells us, the Pasuk says Beferish, that when did Moshe Rabbeinu begin to explain the whole Torah to the Bnei Yisrael? It was the first day of the 11th month, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And there's a Sefer Chamra Tova that figures out, based on a whole calculation, that on Tu Bishvat, what Pasuk did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael? He told him the Pasuk of Eretz Chito Sa'ira. And V'gefen and Rimon Zeis Shemen Udvash. That pasuk was said on Tu Bishvat. He began to teach the Torah on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and the pasuk that we find in Devarim about the Shivas Aminim was said on Tu Bishvat. So there's an obvious relationship, because Tu Bishvat, we eat the fruits of the Shivas Aminim that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. And as the Shir develops, we will see an important lesson from the Pasuk of Eretz Chito Sa'ira. The Sefer Zecher David tells us that Haman, when he was trying to figure out which month will be the best month to succeed in destroying Klal Yisrael, he stayed away from the month of Shvat. He figured out Adar is the best month, but not all the other months, and not Shvat. Why not Shvat? Because Klal Yisrael has a schus because of Tu Bishvat. So now we have to know, what is the special schus of Tu Bishvat? Is it just that we eat fruit on Tu Bishvat? Does that give us the schus, or is there something deeper than just eating the fruit? Oh, we're going to come to that. Very good. We'll see that in a second. And another question that this Sefer Zechel David asks is, why do we in Chutz La'aretz celebrate Tu Bishvat? Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos. It's the new year for trees. But those halachas have to do with truma and meiser. You're not supposed to give truma and meiser from one year on another. If you have fruit from last year, you can't use it to give truma and meiser on fruit from this year. When does the year end? Doesn't end Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, but rather it ends Rosh Hashanah Tu Bishrat. So the question is, that's for Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Loretz we don't have trumas and meiseres. So what is Tu Bishrat significant even here in Chutz Loretz? That's the question, and that we're going to answer that question. Now, as we said before, this year it's unique that Tu Bishrat is connected with Parshas Yisro. Usually it's connected with Parshas Bishalach. So we're going to see a very interesting connection between Parshas Yisroi and Kabbalah Satorah and Tu Bishrat. The pasuk, a very famous pasuk, that Hashem told Moshe to say, Koy soymar lebeis Yaakov, v'sageid lebnei Yisrael, elu advarim, these are the words that you should tell Klal Yisrael, and Chazal say, loy pachas v'lo yaiser. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what to say, not more, not less. So he had to say it exactly the way Hashem said it. What did Hashem say? Koy soymar lebeis Yaakov, v'sageid lebnei Yisrael. So the question is that usually Beis Yaakov, we know, refers to the women. And Bnei Yisrael refers to the men. Usually, most of the Torah, most of the mitzvahs in the Torah, a man is chayvin, a woman is not chayvin. And when the Torah speaks to men and women, it usually puts the men first. Here, for some reason, it put the women first. Why are the women put first? So there's a very interesting pshat that he brought down from the Marsha. We know there's a famous Gemara. What are women zocha to Olam Haba? And the Gemara says they're zocha because they bring their children to learn Torah. They wait for their husbands to come back from the Beis HaMedrash from learning Torah. So the Marsha says that, it says here in the pasuk, Ko soma lebeis Yaakov, v'sageid lebnei Yisrael. So the women are called the house, Beis Yaakov. The men are called the sons of Yisrael. So the Marsha says, not like Rashi. Rashi says, you know what it means, Kosom lebeis Yaakov, v'sageid lebnei Yisrael, that Moshe should first speak to the women, and Chazal say that they should speak to the women b'loshin raka, in a soft way, and to the men, he should say it like Gidim, v'sageid lebnei somar, is a soft tone, and v'sageid lebnei Yisrael, to the men, Moshe should speak like tough, and he should tell the men all the punishments of the Torah. If they don't keep the Torah, he should speak words, kasha kigidim, that are hard like a vein. A gid is a vein, which is hard. So that's what Rashi says. The Marsha learns differently. The Marsha says that this pasuk is speaking to women. It's not even speaking to men. It means like this, Ko somer lebeis Yaakov, you should speak to the house of Yaakov, the women. They're mostly at home. The husbands are out making parnasa. And many times it comes out, there are many situations where the husband comes home after the children are sleeping. Who does homework with the children? It's the women who do the homework with the children. They're the ones who are learning the chumash with the children, that the children should finish their homework. The children see their father maybe on Shabbos. But so the idea is, Koy soymar lebeis Yaakov, v'sageid. Not like Rashi, you Moshe should say lebnei Yisrael. But that's nochach. In other words, we're speaking to Moshe. Moshe, you should tell the bnei Yisrael. No. V'sageid, the women, in third person. V'sageid is also, could either be you, I'm speaking to you, or it could be she should speak to the Bnei Yisrael. Kol somer lebeis Yaakov. And since she's in the home, base, that's why I'd use the word base. Kol somer lebeis Yaakov. Since she's at home and she has more time to spend with the children, that's why it says Bnei Yisrael, the children we're speaking about. We're referring here to the young Tinoko Shabbos Rabbim, the young children. And it's in that schus, v'sageid, if she'll say over the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. It's in that schus that she gets Olam Haba. So the Marsha is saying
that this is why Beis Yaakov was put first, because according to the Marsha, we're speaking to the women the whole time. We're not even speaking to the men directly. We're telling the women, you go tell the Bnei Yisrael, the children, you teach them. And that's the schus that a woman has, the schus ha-Torah. But now, what we do have to understand is according to Rashi, because Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns it speaking to Moshe. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should speak to the Bnei, to Beis Yaakov. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should speak to the Bnei Yisrael. So why are the women put first? So really, Chazal in the Medrash asked this question. And Chazal say a few answers. The first answer is because women are more zoriz in mitzvahs than men. They do the mitzvahs quicker than a man.
Better, smart.
Better, a compliment to the women. The second thing is similar to the Marsha, because they're manhigos as b'nei in l'Torah. They lead their children to Torah. So this is really what the Marsha said, except the Marsha is learning it in the words of the Saged l'Bnei Yisrael, that she, the woman, should teach the Bnei Yisrael. Sorry? Yes, your bas mitzvah.
You get smarter, faster.
Smarter, faster. Okay. And now comes the connection. The third pshat in Chazal is connected to Tu Bishvat. And that is that since by the Eitz Hadas, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, so what happened? Hashem commanded Adam not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't speak directly to Chava Hashem. Who told Chava about it? Adam. Adam. And then the snake got Chava to touch it, and then he caused her to eat it. And then she caused Adam to eat it. So since she brought about the kilkel, this falling out, not doing the mitzvah properly, so now by Kabbalah Satar, we have to be mesaken. We have to come back to the level of Adam Harishon before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, and that's why the Chazal say the woman had to be told first, that last time she wasn't told, and we see, unfortunately, what happened. This time she's going to be told first to correct what happened last time. So we see already a connection here between eating from the Eitz Hadas and the Kabbalah Satorah. So Kabbalah Satorah, this is an important yesod in this shir, that Kabbalah Satorah is to correct the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And in order to get an understanding of everything we've raised so far in the shir, we have to go back to Parshas Bereishis. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'odom lemor, mikol eitz hagan achol toichel, mi'eitz hadas toi v'ra loy soichel mimenu. So, a number of questions here. Number one, what do you mean al ha'odom, on the Adam? El ha'odom, esa Adam. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim esa Adam lemor. That's, why is it al ha'odom? Another question is, this l'chora is the first mitzvah that Adam was commanded with. So we all are familiar that he shouldn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. What about the other, the asei? What about ochol toichol? What about you should eat from the other fruits? Was that a mitzvah or was it a rishus? If you want, ochol toichol, if you want, you can eat. Or was Hashem telling him, I want you to eat from, it's a mitzvah for you to eat from all the fruit. So there's a machlokas. The Ibn Ezra says, here's his lashon: Afal pishi tarti loches agan eitz agan, avaloi tarti eitz hadas. Even though I permitted to you to eat all the other fruit in the Gan Eden, I did not give you permission to eat the eitz hadas. So according to the Ibn Ezra, it's a permission to eat the other fruit. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah you have to. However, many other rishonim disagree. They say it was a mitzvah. The Radak, for example, says that's why it says double lashon, ochol toichol. Whenever you have nasan titein, give tztaka, you have, or haneg taneg, you have to give an eved when he leaves, you have to give him things when he leaves here. In other words, whenever there's a mitzvah, it's said twice. So ochol toichol is not you're allowed to eat, then it would say it once. Ochol, you can eat. No, ochol toichol, double lashon, that means you have to, I'm giving you a mitzvah that you should eat. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya, for example, and the Radak, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, and the same, the Marami Pana, they say, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah saseh mikol eitz hagan achol toichel, and there's a mitzvah loy saseh ume eitz hadas loy soichel mimenu. You should not eat. Some things you could eat, and some things you can't eat. You only are allowed to eat what I give you permission. So there's a very important Meshe Chochma here. The Meshe Chochma explains this pasuk of Ochel Teuchel from a Yerushalmi, a famous Yerushalmi in the end of Masechta Kedushin. Rav Chizkia, Rav Koyen, B'Shem Rav. They say the following thing. Many people are familiar with this Chazal. Osid Adam Liten Din V'Cheshben. I'll call Sharosa Eina Veloy Ochel. A person is going to have to answer to Hashem on anything that his eye saw and he didn't eat. Whatever you see, you have to eat. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Osaf Prutois. He used to gather coins. He used to have a little piggy bank, and he used to put in Prutois, little like pennies, Prutois. Kidei sheyuchal lechol mikol min. Pam achas bashana. He was chayshish for what Chazal said. So once a year he would buy an item. So obviously we already see, many people say, yeah, you have to go and eat from everything there is in the world. Not good for a diet, but that's what people understand at face value. But Rav Schlesing says that's not the pshat. If that would be the pshat, why did he only do it once a year? If people in food business would only sell to customers once a year, they'd go out of business. They have to eat at least once a day, once a week, but once a year. So the Sefer Pnei Moshe explains that the purpose of the food, the purpose of eating whatever you see, is that you're makir, you recognize that everything in the world comes from Hashem, and that you make a bracha on everything that you see. That's the idea. The idea is that you're able to express shevach voidah, you're able to express appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He created for you in the world. So that's why He used to save up pennies that he could at least once a year eat every item, and on every item express a bracha and shevach v'adoh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Kosnas Oyer, some commentaries say that really Adam, before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, didn't even need to really to eat like we have to eat. Because why do we eat? We eat to sustain ourselves, healthy. If we don't eat, a person doesn't eat, could starve to death. But before there was Misa in the world, if Adam HaRishon hadn't sinned, there wouldn't have been death. So he didn't need to eat in order to sustain himself, that he shouldn't die. So what was the purpose? Why did Hashem tell him, Ochol Teuchol, that you should eat? The purpose was to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Kosnos Or says that this is what we say in the Boirin of Farshas. Boirin of Farshas, Rabbis, V'chesroinim, Al-Kol Masher Barasa, L'hachi Yisrael Nefesh Kochai, Baruch Chei Olamim. You, Hashem, made a goof, our bodies, and it has things lacking. It needs food to sustain it. And now I'm giving Baruch Chei Olamim. I'm giving praise to Hashem, who sustains through food, He sustains everyone in the world. So that's what I'm giving Shevach Voidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So the Meshe Chochma says that the only thing that Adam told Chava was don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't tell Chava, eat from the other fruit. If, says the Meshe Chochma, if he would have told Chava, eat from the other fruit, that would have protected her that she wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. And we have to understand why. But this Rav Schlesinger is going to explain. But the reason, as everyone is, the chiddush of this year is that everyone is focused that we ate from the Eitz Hadas. What they're not focused on is the Ochel Teuchel, is the mitzvah, which according to most Rishonim is a mitzvah, not just a rishus, that you should eat from the other fruits, other trees in the Gan Eden. We'll see in a minute. Had he, Adam told Chava, that not only is there a low sase not to eat, but there's a mitzvah sase to eat, that would have protected her, and she wouldn't have been over by eating from the Eitz HaDaas. Now, why does this work, and why didn't he tell her? We will explain in a few minutes. The Sefer Zeich LeDavid says that the eating, we spoke out before, that Kabbalah HaTorah is fixing the chet of the Eitz HaDaas. The Sefer Zeich LeDavid says that eating fruit on Tu B'Shvat is fixing the chet of Adam HaRishon. And it is a day where a person not just should eat, but that he should check himself, how am I doing with brachas? If I don't know a bracha on something, I have a chocolate bar. It's the ingredients, I don't even know what they are. I could look on the ingredient package. It's all kinds of ingredients. Here in the OU, they spend, Rav Belsky and Rabbi Gersten, they spend a lot of time figuring out what bracha you make on different items. It's a very complicated thing. I have it, I don't know. So what do? I have a simple answer. I make a shahakol. You make a shahakol, it's good for everything. But if a person is, as we're going to soon see, if a person is a real Yorei Shamayim, he says, I don't know the exact bracha. I want to thank Hashem the way I'm supposed to. Shahakol is like a cop-out. If you don't, good, it works, but it's not the best way. The best way is, I know, is it a mazonus? Is it a dhamma? Is it, what is it? Until I know what it is, I put the thing away. I don't eat it. So, the Zeich LeDavid says, you know what the idea of Tu B'Shvat is? The idea of Tu B'Shvat is to check yourself. How are you doing with brachas? Do you remember always to make a bracha? Do you say a bracha with kavana? With do you think when you're saying it? Yeah, I once said, Rabbi Dunner from England says he got a shaila. A person called him up. What do I do? I don't remember if I benched or not. So Rav Dunner says he never got a shaila. I don't remember if I ate or not. That everybody remembers. Did they eat or not? But whether he benched or not, did he say Allah Mechia? Did he make Bar Nefashas? Did I say the right bro? That to Tu B'Shvat, that's the idea of eating the fruit on Tu B'Shvat, is to mechazek yourself in the whole Indian of saying brachas. He said a very fascinating thing. The son of the Rush was the Tur, which I believe is the Bala Tur. I just read today in Amodia that someone in an island near Turkey found where the Bala Turim was nifter, and he spent many years to put a matseva on the place of the Bala Turim. The Tur writes in his Agdama to Arachayim, the Tur today, you can get it in 22 volumes. Beautiful print. 22 volumes. What prompted him to write his Sefer? And he did it at a very young age. Was it Hilchas Shabbos? Was it Hilchas Purim, Chanukah, Hilchas Yontiv? No. The thing that prompted him to write his Sefer was Hilchas Brachas. He saw that people were eating things and either forgetting to make a bracha, not making the right bracha. And we know the Gemara says, the Masechta Brachas, Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara says, we have a contradiction. One pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem. And the other pasuk says Lashem ho'aretz umloya. One pasuk says that this world belongs to Hashem, the earth. The other pasuk says no, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, the heaven. But ho'aretz, the earth, nasan livnei adam, he gave to man. So which is it? Is it Hashem's or man? The Gemara says here is before you make a bracha, and here is after you make a bracha. Before you make a bracha, belongs to Hashem. Once you make a bracha, that's the way you're kolne. How does it, when you buy something from someone, what do? You give the person money, and because you gave money, now I sell you the item. You get the item. So what's Hashem's money that he receives? The bracha. You give Shevach Vaidah to Hashem for this item that I'm eating, now it belongs to you. So, the Tur says, the reason I wrote the Tur is because I saw people were, the Gemara says, if you take a food and you don't make a bracha, or you make an incorrect bracha, you're moel behegdish. It's like when a person takes holy thing from the Beis HaMikdash and he uses it for his own pleasure, it's called me'ila. You have no right to take it. You're like stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I wanted to stop people doing that, and that's why I wrote Hilchas Brachas. Once I wrote Hilchas Brachas, then already I included Yom Tovim, Chanukah, Purim, Shabbos. But my main reason that prompted me to write the Sefer Torah on all the halachas of the Torah, what started me out, is Brachos. And as we're going to see, what we're going to see is that Brachos is the foundation on which the whole world is based. What did you want to ask?
Well, in the soup, you have about meat, carrots, everything. You're going to make each bracha, all of them? You have to make each bracha?
It depends. It depends how much.
In the meat, separate bracha, in the rice, and all that.
It depends. If most of it is one thing.
All of them make a one piece, take a bracha, take one.
It depends. You have to. Yeah, the best. But it depends. This is an example of a question. Depends how much you have of one thing. If that's the ikker, what's the main thing? What's the secondary? Brach is a very complicated thing, and we have to ask questions on it. The Divrei Yirmiyahu answers the question we said before. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam lemor. Hashem commanded on the Adam Arishan. Why doesn't it say Esa Adam? So the Sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu answers, it's like by a king. When you make a king, what does it say? Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. So Chazal, Alecha, a king is on you. Shetehei Emosai Alecha. His fear should be on you. We see now in Tunisia and in Egypt, you lose fear of the government, is anarchy. A Melech needs to have fear. Now people have fear. So Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, on you. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, not Es Adam, nor Allah Adam. Hashem commanded, I'm giving you a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To eat. Why am I giving you this mitzvah to eat? Because through this mitzvah you're going to have Yira from Hashem. How? Because you have to make a bracha. Because you are going to know that before you make the bracha, you have no right. You have no right to take it. So that it says that Adam HaRishon was mitzvah in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So Adam HaRishon already got those seven mitzvahs. What was one of the mitzvahs? Gezel. So the Sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu says, Gezel from whom? There was nobody else alive in the world. The answer is, Gezel from Hashem. Because Chazal say, a person, Kol Anena B'li Bracha, Kiilu Gezel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have pleasure from this world without a bracha or with the wrong bracha, so it's like you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, in other words, what he was commanded Adam not to steal meant don't steal from Hashem. Gezel Gavoya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that we said before from the Meshech Chachma that you know why Chava sinned with Eitz Hadas? Because she was only told by Adam, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. She wasn't told, eat from the everything else. If she would have been told to eat from everything else, that would have protected her not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why? Because the message of eating from everything else is to realize that everything comes from me. For example, let's say he asked the following question. What happens if it's not the Eitz Hadas? And it's not there are other things in the world. Yeah. Let's say you go out of the Gan Eden and you find something that's not in Gan Eden. Could you eat it or not? So he says, no, you couldn't eat that either. The Eitz Hadas, he was told beferish, don't eat it. But even everything else, you have to get reshus. You have to get permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat it. Ochol toichol. You have permission, and not only we said before, it's a mitzvah. I'm giving you a mitzvah. But if I didn't tell you, you're not allowed to have it because it's owned by Hashem. Once Hashem gives you permission and you make a bracha, then Hashem says, okay, now it becomes yours. Now if somebody steals it from you, he's stealing from a person. But how does the person get it? The person gets it. He has to get permission from Hashem. So if Chava had been trained, ochol toichol, what that represents, which is realizing that everything in the world is from Hashem, and we have to praise Hashem for everything, she would have been more sensitive than when Hashem says, this I don't want you to eat. So she would have had the right Yira Shemayim not to eat from the Eitz Hadas.
But you didn't explain, you didn't answer why he didn't tell her.
The answer is that he himself, this was a failing. And as we look always that the head of the Eitz Hadas was eating the Eitz Hadas, Rav Schlesinger is saying the head of the Eitz Hadas started earlier. It started that Adam didn't have an appreciation for the mitzvah of Achol Teichel. If he, and he didn't give that over to his wife.
So it was his fault.
That's right. It started.
I like this.
But then she went further. She also is at fault, and that's the reason
that
it started out that if he had he
best year.
Okay, had he told her, then it would have stopped.
Didn't the pasuk say call eight
right? Yes.
Yeah. So they did tell, but
Adam went to Adam. When Adam said it over, he just said that part. Right. So that's why we have a minig on Tu Bishvat to eat Peres and to make brachas, and that's misaking the chet of Adam Arishan. But because, as we explained, the chet is he didn't give over to his wife the right appreciation that everything belongs to Hashem. You have to give praise to Hashem. And you have to show the Yiras Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, "Va'ata Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Mimcha, Kiim LeYiras Hashem Lekecha." What does Hashem ask you? Just to fear Hashem. So Chazal say, Mo, what is Meya? Meya brachas b'chol yom. There's a mitzvah for a person to say 100 brachas a day. So ma altikri ma elameya, and what does the pasuk say? Ma Hashem lekecha Hashem lecha kiyam liyiroi. So we see again there's a connection between saying brachas and yiras Hashem, because as we explained before, if a person eats and doesn't know what bracha to make on an item, he can make a shahakal and that's good, or he could say, let me wait to find out what is the exact bracha, the right bracha. Let me learn. And the Chazal say a person should have a Rebbe, that the Rebbe should teach him what the right bracha is. And brachas are a very complicated thing. So by a person shows his Yiras Hashem by brachas. Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Sefer Karakemach says, V'chol azor bohem, whoever is careful in brachas, ha'reizem moifes al emunasoi atoiva. It shows a sign of his good emuna, v'azakus liboy, and on his purity of his heart. The who meir al atzma, he testifies on himself, sheyesh li yahadusoi shoyrish ve'ikr, that his Yiddishkeit has a root. That's all in brachas. When a person keeps brachas properly, that's a tremendous indicator of the level of Yerushimayim that he has. Is he careful? He knows what bracha. He has kavana when he makes a bracha. He remembers to say alamichya. He remembers to bench. All those things bring out Yiras Hashem.
That's what I am now drinking. Yeah. I made the
right
bracha. After 15 minutes, I want another drink. I have to make again bracha.
If you're thinking, I want to keep on drinking, you don't have to make. But if you're masiyach das, then you have to make another bracha. So now let's go back to Tu Bishvat. We asked the question before. What does Tu Bishvat and Chutz La'aretz have to do with us? Tu Bishvat is an Eretz Yisrael for Trumas Maisos. The answer is there's one item that pertains, according to some opinions at least, to Chutz La'aretz as well, and that is Orla. There's a din that 3 years you're not supposed to eat fruits from a new tree. The fourth year you're allowed to eat it. Now, when does that fourth year start? So if the first year, if you planted it by Tu Bishvat, so then that counts for a year. That counts for a year till Rosh Hashanah. Then another year from Tishrei. Another year from Tishrei. Another year. You're up to your fourth year. Do you go again till Tishrei? No. Once you're in the fourth year, right, the first 3 years it's called Netta Ravai, right? So once you get to the fourth year, you're up to the third Rosh Hashanah. You're into your fourth year. Do you have to wait till the fourth Rosh Hashanah? No. Till Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, that's why Rosh Hashanah Lilanais, it's already considered the fourth year. And then you're allowed to eat it. And then the Torah says, when you eat it, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. It should be holy, Hilulim, Hilul. Praise to Hashem. This is what we said at the beginning of the shir, the remez. The pasuk says, Shiftei Ka, Shiftei is Shevet, Shvat, yes. Shvat, and Kaz Yud Hey is Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat, what's the purpose? Eidus L'Yisrael, L'Hoidus L'Shem Hashem. The purpose of Tu B'Shvat is not to eat fruit. Just like the Yerushalmi says, a person is going to be judged on anything in this world that his eye sees that he doesn't have pleasure. Chazal don't mean that you should go around and be a glutton and there's, let's say, 10,000 things in the world that you can eat and spend your lifetime eating. The idea is that every food, you want to give Hashem the right praise that he made this food for me. And that's why the Tana collected prutois to save up that he could at least once a year have one item once a year. He wasn't doing it to enjoy food. He was doing it because... I can now have a new fruit, a new food, where I can say Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the purpose. So we see that Tu B'Shvat has this pasuk, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, Hallel, to give praise. That's the purpose of why we eat the fruit on Tu B'Shvat. And now we understand the relationship with this year, where Tu B'Shvat is unique, that it didn't come out on B'Shalach. It came out on Yisroi. And Yisroi is Maimed Har Sinai, just like Tu B'Shvat is a tikkun for the Chet of Adam Arishan, so too Maimed Har Sinai is also a tikkun. The Maimed Har Sinai, the Jews were Zaycha, they came back to the level of Adam Arishan before the Chet. Then they sinned with the Egel. But before they sinned with the Egel, they came back to Adam Arishan's level before the Chet. So just like we said, Brachas, the purpose of Brachas is Yiras Hashem. The same thing it says, what's the purpose of Har Sinai? The pasuk says, Ki lebavur nasois eschem, bo alekim leman tia yerosai al penechem levilti sechato. That you should, your Yerushim, that's the purpose of Maimon Har Sinai. I'm giving you the Torah to bring out your Yerushimayim. So that's why we ask the question, why were women put first? Koi soimar lebeis Yaakov visage lebnei Yisrael. Always the men are addressed first. Here the women. The answer is, this is a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And the chet of the Eitz Hadas started because the woman wasn't told by Adam that there's a mitzvah of achol toichol. She wasn't given the whole idea that the world belongs to Hashem. And if you take without a bracha, you're stealing from Hashem. If you take without permission, you're stealing from Hashem. So now to correct that, the woman is told first. She's told right away. And it could be, like we said from Chazal also, that the woman is more zoris to do mitzvahs. Maybe even, and she's has more Yerushimayim than a man also. So that would be a reason why she was put first. Since the whole purpose of the Torah is to teach Yerushimayim, that will be mesakin, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, which came about because of a lack of Yerushimayim. And that's why Tu B'Shvat is an inyan to make brachas, and the purpose of brachas is also to bring out a person's Yerushimayim. And in fact, this is all written in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas says, Nimtzu, kol ha-brachas kulam shloisha minim. There's three different types of brachas. Birchas ha-noah, you have pleasure. Birchas ha-mitzvah, a bracha you make on a mitzvah. And birchas ha-doah, praise to Hashem. Shehen derech shvach hoidov vakasha. What's the purpose of all these three types of brachas? Kidei lisker es haboyrei tamid, that we should remember Hashem a whole day. Vilira mimenu, and to fear Hashem. Unfortunately, and we didn't discuss this at all, people say brachas mitzvah anashim ulumada. They without thinking, without nothing. That's not, the purpose is to say a bracha with kavana and to thank Hashem, that thank you to give that you gave me this tea, this apple, what this Maitzilach Menorah, whatever it is, and you're sustaining me. And now the pasuk Eretz Chita Soira, the pasuk of the Shivas Aminim, what does it end off with? V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The purpose of the Shivas Aminim is to come to the bracha, because the bracha brings out the Yerushimayim. So the lesson that we have to learn from all this is the chashivas of brachas, and to remember that everything belongs to Hashem, and to be careful in which bracha to learn, if we don't know, to ask a shaila, and to show Yerushimayim that if we don't know the right bracha, maybe we could eat something else where we definitely do know the right bracha. I have a, I don't know if they still make it, I carry around a little piece of paper, folded paper from NCSY, they put out many years ago, which has the very frequent things that people eat, and it has the bracha. So you forget, you take it out. You can call the hotline, okay? Except on Shabbos, you can't. Okay, so there are ways that people can help themselves. There's a lot to remember what bracha to make. So the idea is that the purpose, again, of Tu Bishvat is not the eating itself, not the having anor from this world just for the sake of anor, but the purpose is to be mechazik ourselves in Yerushimayim, and to have kavana in our brachas, and to remember that the tour wrote his whole sefer because he wanted to stop people from stealing from Hashem. If you don't say the right bracha, it comes out you're stealing from Hashem. That was why he wrote 22 volumes of the tour, where that his main thing that prompted him, what that motivated him, was to say the correct bracha. We should be zaycha to have hanor from this world for the purpose of praising Hashem and knowing the precise bracha to say on each item. Mm-hmm.